aften og velkommen til Radio Shalom. Vi sender på 87,6 på FM-båndet og på 90,6 på hybrid. Radio Shalom sender hver aften mandag til torsdag fra klokken 18:30 til 20. Hver tredje onsdag sender vi på Yiddish. Lørdag aften klokken 22 til 24 sender vi musik. Søndag formiddag klokken 10 til 12 sender vi ugens magasin. Og søndag klokken 16 til 20 sender vi på hebraisk. Og man kan få meget mere at vide om Radio Shalom ved at gå ind på hjemmesiden. Den hedder www.radioshalom.dk. Og herfra kan man også lytte til udsendelserne, enten via en kategori eller en dato. Og her på Radio Shalom vil vi altid gerne høre fra lytterne. Enten så kan man sende os en mail. Her er adressen info@radioshalom.dk. Eller også kan man ringe til studiet. Telefonnummeret her er 35 85 86 11.
Velkommen til Klassisk Forum den 12. december 2023, siger Franka Nærstænger og Sten Møller Sørensen. Totalt i midten af Hanukkah, hvor vi leverer noget passende musik. Valget er faldet på Bernsteins 3. symfoni Kaddish, men denne gang med en kvindelig narrator, speaker, og det blev Claire Bloom, kendt jødisk skuespiller, inde. Musikken leveres af Baltimore Symphony Orchestra under ledelse af Marin Alsop, som er en af de kendteste Bernstein-elever. Endvidere deltager et voksenkor, The Washington Chorus, og et børnekor, The Maryland State Boy Choir. Så hører vi den, og så har jeg searchet her og hisset efter en mere sekulær og børnevenlig julemusik, og jeg har måttet overgive mig til Nøddeknækkeren af Tchaikovsky som den ultimative. Derfor hører vi den her med Berliner Philharmonikerne under ledelse af ingen ringere end Simon Rattle. Og med den ønsker Franka og Sten alle en god Hanukka, glædelig jul. Og det er som sædvanligt på FM 87,6. Vi lægger ud med Bernsteins 3. symfoni Kaddish. Og det var som sagt med Claire Bloom og Baltimore Symphony Orchestra under ledelse af Marin Alsop.
My father. Ancient, hallowed, lonely, disappointed father. Rejected ruler of the universe, handsome, jealous, lord and lover, angry, wrinkled old majesty. I want to pray. I want to say Kaddish. Own Kaddish. Listen, Almighty, with all your might. There may just be no one to say it after me. your attention, majestic father. Is my end a minute away, an hour? Is there even time to ask the question? It could be here, while we are singing, that we're to be halted once for all, cut off in the act of praising you. But while I have breath, however briefly, I will sing this final Kaddish for you, for me, for all these I love here in this sacred house. To pray, and time is short. Time to begin our gallant Yit Gadal. Magnified. And sanctified. Be the great name, Amen. Did you hear that, Father? Do I have your attention?
Shlama Rabba, may abundant peace descend on us. Amen. Great God, surely you who make peace on high, who manipulate clumsy galaxies, you who juggle a space full of suns, bend light, spin moons. Surely you can handily supply a touch of order here below, on this one dazed speck. And let us say again, Amen. On my lips, I approach your presence, Father, not with fear, but with a certain respectful fury. I have very little time, as you well know. Do you recognize my voice? Must I reintroduce myself? Ani Havazelet HaSharon, Shoshanat HaAmakim. I am the lily of Sharon, the rose of the valleys, daughter of Zion. I am that part of man you made to suggest his immortality. You surely remember, Father, the part that refuses death, that insists on you, divines your voice, guesses your grace. And always you have heard my voice, always you have saluted me with a rainbow, a raven, a plague, something. But now I see nothing. This time you show me nothing at all. Father, understand what is happening. I am exiled by man, no longer cherished, while he runs free, free to play with his newfound fire, avid for death, voluptuous, total and ultimate death. Lord God of hosts, I call you to account, and don't shrug me off. As if I were playing defiant daughter, your impudent rebel who could do with a slap. You know who I am. Ani Havazelat HaSharon, the lily that man has picked and thrown away. And you let this happen, Lord of hosts. You with your manna, your pillar of fire. You ask for faith. Where is your own? Why have you taken away your rainbow, that pretty bow you tied round your finger to remind you never to forget your promise? Shall I quote you your own weighty words? For lo, I do set my bow in the cloud, and I will look upon it that I may remember my everlasting covenant. Your covenant? Your bargain with man? Tin god! Your bargain is tin. It crumples in my hand. And where is faith now? Yours or mine? Forgive me, Father. I was mad with fever. Chaos is catching, and I succumbed. Have I hurt you, Father? Forgive me. In fever, I forgot you, too, are vulnerable. If my faith is shaky, what must yours be? But yours was the fatal first mistake, creating man in your own image, fallible. Dear God, how you must suffer so far away, ruefully eyeing your two-footed handiwork. Frail, foolish mortal. My sorrowful Father, if I could comfort you, hold you against me, rock you into sleep, shall I sing to you? Shall I tell you stories of other stars, stars that you love, that deserve your love, stars that do not disappoint and disgust and disgrace your love? Oh, I hope they exist for your sake, Father. My heart's pity boils in my throat. I can barely speak. Be comforted. Be magnified. Sanctified.
Thank you. Sleep, my father. Rest your anger. Dream softly. Let me invent your dream. Dream it for you as gently as I can. And perhaps by dreaming, I can help you find your image again and love him again. I'll take you to your favorite star, the world most worthy of your creation. We'll make it a sort of holiday. And hand in hand, like eager children, we'll watch in wonder, wide-eyed, the workings of perfectedness. So this is the kingdom of heaven, Father? Just as you planned it. Every immortal cliché in place. Lambs frisk, wheat ripples, sunbeams dance. Something is wrong. The light, flat, the air, sterile. Do you know what is wrong? There is nothing to dream, nowhere to go, nothing to know. And these creatures of your kingdom, these smiling, painless people, are they created in your image also? You are serenity, but rage as well. I know, I have borne it. You are hope, but also regret. I know, you have regretted me. But not these perfect ones. They are beyond regret or hope. They don't exist, Father, not even in the light years of our dream. Come back with me to the star of regret. Come back, Father, where dreaming is real and pain is possible. So possible, you will have to believe it. And in pain, you will recognize your image at last. Now I will show you a dream to remember. Real life marvels, genuine wonders, dazzling miracles. Look, a burning bush. Look, a fiery wheel. A ram. A rock. Shall I smite it? There. It gushes, and I did it. I am creating this dream. Now, will you believe? You can't escape yet. I have you, Father, locked in my dream, and you must remain till the final scene. Now, look up high. What do you see? A rainbow which I have created for you. My promise in permanent sunfast colors. Look at it, Father. Believe, believe. Look at my rainbow and say after me, magnified and sanctified. Be the great name of man. Of my rainbow are blinding, Father, and they hurt your eyes, I know. But don't close them now. Don't turn away. Look. Do you see how simple and peaceful it all becomes once you believe?
don't waken yet, however great your pain, I will help you suffer it. Just as you planned. Lambs will frisk, wheat will ripple. Believe! Believe! Seraphim hover, see how my rainbow lights the scene. Cherubim call from corner to corner, chanting your praises. We must wake up now, and the dawn is chilly.
Thank you.
dawn is chilly. But the dawn has come. Father, we've won another day. We have dreamed our Kaddish and wakened alive. Good morning, Father. We can still be immortal, you and I, bound by my rainbow. You can no longer afford my death, for if I die, you die with me. But as long as I sing, I shall live, and as long as I live, I shall continue to create you, Father, and you me. That is our pact, and to honor it is our honor. It's not quite what we bargained for so long ago, at the time of that other first rainbow. But then I was only your helpless infant, arms hard around you, dead without you. We have both grown older, you and I. And I am not sad. Don't you be either. Unfurrow your brow. Look tenderly again at me, at us, at all these growing children of God here in this sacred house, and we shall look tenderly back to you. O, my Father, Lord and Lover, beloved Majesty, my image, myself. We are one after all, you and I. Together we suffer, together exist, and forever will recreate each other.
Oh,
Og så efter denne fantastiske udgave af Kaddish, Bernsteins 3. symfoni, skal vi høre en mere sekulær og børnevenlig julemusik. Og det bliver så første akt af Nøddeknækkeren, og det er med Berliner Philharmonikerne under ledelse af ingen ringer end Simon Rattle. Og endnu en gang ønsker vi jer alle en god Hanukka og en glædelig jul. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.